You're listening to SBS News.
2020 was the year when ordinary press conferences from state leaders and the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, were transformed into catchy viral tunes and circulated widely on platforms like TikTok.
Andrew, I'm sorry, you've had several questions. Andrew, I know, but you don't run the press conference, okay?
But for those who capitalise on extraordinary experiences such as luxurious holidays to build a brand and sell a lifestyle online, the coronavirus pandemic has altered some consumer perceptions. Media and communications professor Anna Hickey Moody from RMIT University says the appeal of influencers remains significant, but buying certain brands is not necessarily driving young people to access social platforms.
It's about fitting in, it's about mimicking others in the same way that they have mimicked the people that they've chosen. I mean, we've all seen the very popular memes of school kids copying politicians or, school kids copying their parents.
Melbourne-based health coach Stephanie Jung has almost 25,000 followers on the picture-based social media platform Instagram. She runs Wholesome Steph, a coaching business, where she shares her story of overcoming an eating disorder in order to help others. She regularly books clients through social media and has adapted her content plans for 2020.
Our social media usually is quite planned out a month in advance, but because of the nature of COVID, markets were opening and closing and opening back up, and everything was very last minute, so it was a lot more time consuming.
When travel was no longer an option because of border closures, scenic snaps of international escapes became less attractive to the online audience. Associate Professor of Marketing Lawrence Ung from Macquarie University Business School has observed some content shifting towards a collective sharing of pain and grief, with users helping each other out through online platforms.
So they're sharing more information about themselves in order to perhaps feel less lonely. They're spending more time definitely on screen with each other.
Ms. Jung has also noticed many people asking for help recently as they struggled with their own mental health.
So as a result of that, I started really focusing on providing a lot more value through my social media platform. I did a lot of Instagram lives and Instagram takeovers and those type of things to provide more value.
Instagram takeovers involve a prominent user having control of a brand, posting material and stories through that digital channel to give viewers extra insight into their daily experiences. During the coronavirus pandemic, several studies have identified a rising trend of more screen time for users. This is not only on social media, but for video chat services, as business meetings and social events went virtual because of public gathering bans. Professor Anna Hickey Moody says social media has offered young people important connections and channels to communicate with each other.
They're spending a huge amount of time online as their way of belonging. They are learning about becoming a certain kind of boy or girl, and they feel like they're belonging to communities through the way that they participate and copy other forms of participation.
Associate Professor Ung has previously written about the notion of digital envy when comparison reveals a person finds they lack what the other has. He has warned against overuse of digital platforms because there are downsides to social media.
And the negative effects are, you get anxious, you get envy, you get envious of other people and so forth, right? So the more you spend time on social media, if you're not careful, if you don't manage your own emotion, it can have a negative, consequence on that.
He says social influencers doing makeup tutorials online, exercise and other home-based activities are performing well during the era of COVID-19. For users, it's important to note social media feeds are highly curated and designed to provoke a certain reaction when viewers scroll through pictures and words. Ms. Jung explains how some older images can be posted to appear like they are current photos.
There was a lot of throwback content. So you had those type of people who were, if you look at their feeds, it looks like nothing really changed and the pandemic didn't happen and it still looks like they had an amazing year and lots of traveling. But then certainly there were a lot of people who got really creative in the way that they did content at home and doing home photo shoots, and especially content creators.
Being authentic on social media is often a big part of influencers' success. However, the pandemic did shift the power to everyday Australians as many got creative, performing dance routines on YouTube or other video sharing platforms like TikTok when businesses were closed and lockdowns were imposed. And self-expression can be therapeutic during tough times. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.